The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering. My name is Praise Forwear. I am so excited to be coming your way again today. And thank you so much for all your well wishes and all your good report about the series we have been running. We are still on the series Common Mistakes Married Men Make. And so far, we've handled some interesting mistakes that men make and how to rectify them. Today, we move to another common mistake a lot of us make as married men, which is accountability. Now, a whole lot of us as men, we find it so difficult to be accountable when it comes to certain areas of our life. In the words of Thomas Paine, a body of men holding themselves accountable to nobody ought not to be trusted by anybody. I'll take that again. Thomas Paine said, a body of men holding themselves accountable to nobody ought not to be trusted by anybody. And that's why one of the rule of thumb I give to a lot of single ladies who are not married is that they must not marry someone who has no accountability over his life. Every human being must have someone that they defer to. The moment that person is absent from the life of a man, is likely going to become a beast or a monster, except by divine providence. Now, human beings are not built to be independent. We are built to be interdependent. I'm sure you've heard consistently, people make statements like, I'm an independent man, I'm an independent woman. That is totally far from the truth, because the moment you are independent of systems, independent of accountability, independent of a group, what will happen is you become a lord to yourself. And we all know that absolute power corrupts absolutely. The moment a human being has absolute powers, it will corrupt absolutely and ultimately lead to his downfall. Every one of us need that one person in our lives that can call us to order, and the absence of that figure can spell doom for a man. I have people in my life that my spouse can report me to. I have people who can call my bluff and tell me to sit, and I wouldn't even argue. The moment there is no one in your life that your wife can report to you to, then what you have left, it's going to become like, you're literally going to become like a beast. It's called the beast mode syndrome, because a lot of us hate to be called to order, and that gives us a license to misbehave and mess up without anyone checking on us. You see, I know that there's a category of men who actually believe that they are only accountable to God. Truth is, you can't claim you're accountable to God that you cannot see without being accountable to men. Now, here are a couple of facts that you need to understand when it comes to accountability. One, accountability is the hallmark of the strong, not the weak. A lot of us associate accountability with vulnerability or weakness. It's far from that. The strong man is not the man who does not have a weakness. The strong man is not the man who keeps everything to himself. The strong man is that man who acknowledges his weaknesses and positions himself in a way that the strength that life has provided can cover him in that area, and where it can be checked consistently so that he does not implode. You see, a man that wanders away from accountability would rest in the assembly of the dead. in the words of one of the wisest kings that ever lived, King Solomon of the ancient Israel, accountability helps retain your humanity and preserve your humility. A lot of us must know that what makes a man is humility, or what some people call meekness. Meekness says what I can do in my power, I refuse to do in my wisdom. It's often called strength under control. The moment you lose your humanity and your humility gives way for arrogance or pride, the next thing that happens is a colossal fall. Accountability helps your legacy last through generation. There must be people who know what you're going through, who know your weaknesses, your strength, and can call you to order. Accountability keeps you from stepping into a self-destructive mode. Many of us have set the self-destruct button, and we're going to implode without accountability. Now, there are a couple of areas that we need to be accountable as married men. One of it is emotion. It's so very easy for us to get into emotional affair with people. Now, oftentimes, it's not because we go all out to do it, but unguided moment, not setting barriers and boundaries and standards and compromising, sometimes in a bid to help others, we end up helping us, hurting ourselves. The moment you feel drawn towards someone else that is not your spouse and you have gone beyond the code of accountability, it becomes very, very tough to strike the balance or to create the boundary. And that's why it's most important at that point to cry out and get help. We need to be accountable in the area of finances and investment. How many men are dead and their families don't know where their investment is placed? And their families are in crisis. They are broke simply because he was not accountable to anybody. We need to be accountable with a business transaction, because sometimes your wife can have this hunch that makes her sniff evil from afar. Sometimes she can't even explain it, but oftentimes 9 out of 10, they are often correct. Now, I'm sure you're asking, who do I become accountable to? One, be accountable to your spouse, if you can, except in the situation where your spouse does not have the capacity to handle what you want to say, and that you must have some mentors or leaders over your life that you can speak to almost immediately. They will preserve you and they will help you through whatever pain you are going through. Then you need to be accountable to your mentors. Every one of us must have people who are mentors over our lives. We must be accountable. Those are people who understand you, people that you are honest with, and you also need to be accountable to your children. There are things that you need to share with your children that you think they can handle. Let them call you to order. If you have given the rule in your house, then let your children call you to order. Let them hold you accountable. If you have said you're not going to shout anymore, if you shout, let them hold you accountable. Next, you need to be accountable to your holies of holies. You know, in the friendship triangle, you have the outer court, you have the inner court, and you have the holies of holies. The holies of holies is a small group of people, maybe about 4 to 5 of them, that you are always honest with. They have the capacity to ask you straight questions, and you must not edit what you're about to say. You see, when your spouse can't handle your vulnerability, look for someone who can without sparing you, but loves you enough to help you out. Because I must be very sincere, not many of us have those kind of spouses that we can be accountable to, maybe because they may not be able to handle your vulnerability, but you need to create a system and a structure that can hold you accountable while you work on your spouse to get to that level where they can also hold you accountable. Now, here are a couple of steps that can help you become accountable. One, define your destination. Where do you want to go with your life? You need to define that destination ahead of time, because my mentor once said that discipline is a decision that is dictated by a predetermined destiny. Discipline is a decision that is dictated by a predetermined destiny, wherein the long run is what must guide what we do on the short run. Number two, analyze your personal weakness index. We all have our personal weakness index. Yours may be money. Yours may be women. Yours may be pornography. It may be anything. You need to analyze and be very honest with yourself. Number three, we must build proper friendship built on vulnerability. I cringe when I see five friends who work together and they are hiding things from themselves, seeking to impress themselves, doing the holier-than-thou attitude. If your friends are shocked about your weakness, then you guys are in a business transaction. You're not in friendship. Number four, identify the people with victories in the areas of your weakness. You must find them. People exist who have overcome that. Number five, communicate your weakness to your spouses and your support system. You know your weakness. Communicate them clearly so that people can watch over you. Next, create a structure that keeps you in check and hates mastery. You need to gain strength in your area of weakness. And next, institute a wide circle monthly session where you're honest about everything. Sometimes I have that with my friends. We form a circle, create a white carpet. Someone stands on it. Everything you say on that carpet has to be nothing but the truth. And they have a right to question you, right? That has helped a lot. And I think it can help you. Next is visualize the pleasure of getting to that destination that you have predetermined. Lastly, constantly play the truth or dare with your friends. And I don't mean the truth or dare where people are having sex with themselves. I mean the truth or dare where there is nothing to hide. Now, Will Craig says, accountability is the glue that bonds commitment to resolve. Accountability is the glue that bonds commitment to resolve. You are either making yourself accountable or you will be made accountable by your circumstances. Every spouse needs maturity to handle the weaknesses of their spouse and help them overcome the trauma of their pain. And that's why if your spouse has confided in you about a weakness, now how would you handle it? You see, you need to help them overcome the trauma responsible for that weakness, because once the pain is totally attended to and wholeness is attained, the weakness will disappear. Accountability does not kill. It actually preserves your life. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I want you to know that you have the power to sustain your success and become transgenerational without any pain. And if there are areas we're dealing with, we all do have them. I have mine. Let us get help as a matter of urgency. I hope this has been helpful to you. I honor you. Keep loving, keep living, and remember, this is the best family engineering podcast all over the world. Share this with your friends and drop your comment as well. Have a fantastic week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +44 7960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139.